Breathe at last. What a night. The Israelites called this night the Passover because Jehovah had passed over their houses. Many of the Israelites probably stayed awake all that night there in Goshen. In Egypt, everyone was crying and sad. Early the next morning, all the children of Israel quickly got ready to leave Egypt. All was hustle and bustle. They left their homes, but carried the jewels of silver and gold and clothing. They took the bread they were making and very few other things. A great crowd came together to leave on the Exodus. 600,000 men, besides children, got ready to leave. They had flocks, herds, and very much cattle going along. Everyone hurried to the meeting place. They wanted to get out of Egypt before Pharaoh changed his mind, as he had done other times. They must leave at once while the Egyptians were burying their dead. At last, everyone was present. Moses gave directions. The great caravan began to move. They were on their way to freedom. The caravan moved slowly because of the young children and so many babies. Then the old great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers walked slowly. As they walked from the cities these slaves had built, the cities looked smaller and smaller as they looked back. Somewhere in the caravan was a coffin. In it were the bones of Joseph. 430 years had passed since Jacob and his family had moved to Egypt. Now that family of 12 sons had become a nation of more than 1 million people. After all these years, God had kept his promise. He was leading these people back to their promised land. There was no road to follow, but God was leading. He was leading in a very unusual way. In the daytime, a pillar of cloud led them. At night, God led them with a pillar of fire to give them light. How good it felt to be watched over by God's light that first night away from home.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.